Queensland's firefighters are bracing for more dangerous fire conditions today as they continue to battle five large blazes burning at watch and act level. The scale of the fires affecting parts of eastern Australia, stretching resources to their limits, and some rural brigades are warning they need help to negotiate time away from their day jobs.
In Australia and New Zealand, we've got almost 300,000 fire and emergency personnel. 85% of those are volunteers. And you know, the vast majority need to remain with their local responsibilities, their employment or farms, to support their local area. And so there's only a smaller number that are available to deploy across the state or indeed interstate.
That's Stuart Ellis there on Breakfast yesterday. He's the Chief Executive of the Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council. They do a lot of the coordination. Justin Chaveau is the General Manager of the Rural Fire Brigades Association of Queensland. He's been busy himself fighting the blaze near Tewantin, west of Noosa. Welcome to Breakfast.
Yes, good morning, Hamish.
How many volunteers do you currently have helping out fighting the fires in Queensland?
Well, across the state yesterday, I believe we had over 200 volunteers fighting the fires at that time. We also had strike teams of brigade volunteers in New South Wales as well. And we're looking towards a challenging day today as well.
There's something in the order of 220,000 volunteer firefighters in Australia. How difficult is it for them to get time away from their day jobs in circumstances like this?
So the 220,000, that's brigade members. So it's not just the firefighters, it's also the support members, the people who do the logistics, brigade secretaries, brigade treasurers, communication people, a rural fire brigade, the person who stands behind the hose and you see riding the yellow truck in Queensland, the volunteers, they're the front of a brigade, which is quite a large and cohesive unit, but much of it is very self-supporting. So those 200,000 people are your neighbours, the butcher, the baker, the grazier and the candlestick maker, who all go out at a time of, you know, when the community's in peril, to defend themselves and their neighbours for free.
But is there a challenge for getting adequate numbers out at a time like this if employers are not willing to give them the time away?
We went to the state government a couple of years ago and we asked for a consistent release policy for rural fire brigade emergency volunteers who are state government employees. Now, we couldn't get that up until this year. So the Queensland government this year has come on board and said, if you're a state government employee, there is a consistent five-day emergency services leave if you're an emergency volunteer. So that's great. The other two components I suspect of the workplace is people who are employees. So there needs to be a system where before fire system season starts, rural fire brigade volunteers and their employer can sit down and talk about each one's rights and responsibilities and what's going to happen during fire season.
Presumably for a small business, it might be pretty difficult to let people go for 5 days in the way that the public service might be able to cope.
Oh, most certainly. So that's why a conversation needs to happen beforehand, because a volunteer has rights, but also an employer has rights as well, and also obligations. So that conversation needs to happen beforehand, because it is a great impost on a small business, not just having a person away, but then having to backfill that role. The other section of the workforce, of course, is the self-employed. So if you're a tiler or a glazier or you're a lawyer, any time you're not on the tools or you're not practicing your profession, it's costing you money. But that's one of the things that as a brigade volunteer, you accept. The difficulty is in these very, very long fire seasons. We had an extraordinarily long fire season last year, and we're going into another one this year, is that how long can a brigade volunteer keep losing income, or how long can that employer keep supporting a person who is not producing for that business?
You fought, I think, the Parisian fires last month. You're now volunteering at Tewantin. Are you hearing from other people that they're having challenges with these sort of questions?
These are the things that come to us as an association during the fire season. So we've gone to the fire service, the Rural Fire Service Queensland. We went to them a couple of years ago. We went to them 6 months ago, and I had another meeting with them 3 weeks ago. I said, let's get that information available. Let's get an information pack. So if you're an employer, you can request one, or if you're an employee who's a brigade member, you can get one. And that will facilitate a conversation between, you know, the employer and the employee, and also give them the ability to get a person with some knowledge, so a Rural Fire Service Queensland paid staff or a volunteer with some knowledge of the matter, to come in and guide them through the rights and the responsibilities, because it's something the employer and the employee has never done before. So give them that knowledge base, that support to be able to have that conversation so it doesn't become a problem.
How many hours are these firefighters working at the moment, or even the support teams? Because, I mean, this is a pretty relentless scenario that Australia is facing right now.
It is. And the difficulty with volunteers, which is also our greatest asset, is they want to keep volunteering. So they've joined their brigade to defend their community. Now their community or the wider community is in trouble. They just keep going back. So it's in many instances, it's not the difficulty of finding the volunteers. It's ensuring that those brigade members have a spell between shifts, get some downtime, get some quality rest ahead of, you know, the next time they go out. Because we have brigade volunteers who go out day after day after day, and they can be on the fire ground for 12, 14 hours each time. And physically, your body dehydrates, you get run down. You need to have that spell ahead of the next big fire challenge, because the fires are a series of peaks, and we're just not getting a lot of the troughs in between this year.
So you're west of Noosa, I think, at the moment. What are conditions like where you are today?
So this morning, it was very windy here in Gympie last night. We're expecting in Gympie about 40 degrees today and strong winds. So today is going to be a challenging day for the brigades and also for fire and rescue and parks and all the other organisations that are out, you know, keeping the state safe.
What have conditions been like in recent days as you've been fighting the blazes?
It's been blowing. The wind's been quite fluky. We in Queensland would normally be looking at going into our wet season now, but this is just going to keep going until it rains. The new commissioner who will be starting next week was up touring Kedron last week, and he's from Victoria, and he said, "Well, when does fire season stop?" And someone went, "When cyclone season starts." He goes, "Well, when cyclone season stop?" "When fire season starts." So we're really playing for the rain to come through, and our heart goes out to New South Wales, because we know in New South Wales that their fire season really normally starts in December and Christmas time. So we hope our rain goes south to them.
Justin Chevo, thank you very much, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Justin Chevo is the General Manager of the Rural Fire Brigades Association of Queensland.